Getting to our final segment here at Rosie on the House. We started with lawns. We went to pre-emergence. We covered gardening, a little bit on water topic, trees and shrubs. I think is the only thing we've left, and this is a great time to plant them. It gives them a year.
You almost gain a year if you plant in the fall, because we mentioned, I think, in the first segment that, you know, our nights are longer, our air is cooling off. Days are certainly, you know, they're not as cool as maybe we'd want, but they're a lot cooler than they were. But the soil stays relatively warm. The soil doesn't cool off as fast as the air does. So you have this unique combination of kind of warm, ideal growing temperatures in the atmosphere, cooling off at night to reduce stress because the plants can recover in the warm soil for the roots, kind of like an incubator. So when we plant a plant, the soil is warm enough that the roots will start to grow and plants will become rooted. You may not see a lot of growth on top, but once that root system is established, that's what's critical for a plant being planted at any time. And that's what we have a hard time sometimes when it's hot. When we plant in April, May, and June, going into that hotter weather, it takes a ton of water. The plant may be under stress from a very dry, hot, windy atmosphere, and the soils are so dry they're almost competing with the plant for water. The soil is just sucking it up and sucking it away from the plant. So right now we have a great, very hospitable situation where the soil is warm but it's not hot. The air temperature is warm but it's not hot. The nights are cool, so we get a long recovery, and the plant is able to get rooted. Once a plant has established its root system and it's gotten out away from that little root ball that it came in, and those roots have gone into the native soil, then it starts to gain the ability to gather moisture more effectively and more efficiently, and it can start withstanding the stress that might come later. Plus, once our days become longer in the spring, that plant's already rooted. So it's like having a mature plant from a root standpoint sitting there, and you get this huge spurt of growth where you might not get very much, if any at all, if you plant in the spring. So it is almost like gaining a full year by planting 6 or 8 months ahead.
So plant now. Plant often. Plant a lot.
Plant now. The only thing we got to watch as we get later into the fall and actually into the winter is, you know, maybe planting things that are cold sensitive. That might be damaged if we did get a cold snap. So things like hibiscus, you know, really highly tropical things we might want to be careful of. But as far as anything else, yeah, it's, you know, when we say vote early and vote often, we probably shouldn't joke about that this year. But plant early and plant off. Plant often right now. Plant it. Don't just stand there, plant something.
We had a call last week and Sarah Maitland was in with Eisenhower, and the question was posed, should I do a ficus or a red push pistache? I mean, it was unanimous around all three, said the red push over the ficus. And we talked about how in 20, might have even been 08 when we had the last hard freeze, 07.
Well, like 13, I think.
Was it 13?
Yeah.
I always go back to 7 or 8 because my well casing actually cracked that
year. We had
year.
About we had about every 2 or 3 years there for a number of years. I think 13, 11, and 9 maybe, or 08, you know, so there was about three of them in that span of about 6 or 8 years where we had very, very cold temperatures, and we never thought anybody plant another ficus again. Well, they're back planting.
They're starting.
Like crazy, I can tell you.
How soon we forget.
Yep.
Because those, you know, it cycles. We see hail about every 7 to 10 years, and it gets down to the desert, and we'll see it again, and they'll be calling us, my ficus doesn't look very good. Well, what are some other hardier trees that, let's just say, straight shade?
Well, my big three are red push, pistache, Chinese elm, and live oak. Mm. If I had to pick three, those would be the three I'd pick.
And, you know, the red push is fairly new when you're locked to the Arizona, when you compare how long
compared to the
live
others.
Oaks mm-hmm. and the elms have been around. But you don't seem to have those types of problems that, like, you know, the Aleppo pines, we've got this blight that's come along that mm-hmm. we haven't known before. And we haven't seen anything really hit the live oaks or the elms. They seem to be very long-term hardy tree option.
Elms have been around. Chinese elms have been in the valley as long as I've been around, longer than that. So oaks not quite so long. That, you know, the folks in the Marana, Tucson area, the Kellys brought the heritage live oak in the 70s, maybe early 80s, is when it really caught on. But we seemingly have had no issues like we have with a lot of trees that have been introduced here over the years. So, and red push is newer than that, but seen some situations where they've been in pretty stressful conditions and they've come through it just fine.
And their structure, I mean, everything about them, I haven't found one thing I didn't like about the red push.
I would have to say that's about right. Maybe other than it being just a little slower, but that's okay.